Well, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Tell you what, why don't we depart from our usual prepared material?
And not be too zany with the characters of any characters you mean?
Right, and just kind of be ourselves and depart from our prepared script and just kind of welcome the folks warmly in our own way.
You mean you fellas would dare go on the radio and just casually say something like that? Come on, you're only flirting with dynamite.
Well, what can we be flirting with?
Well, I don't think you fellas can think on your feet. Think quickly, that is.
Now, let me stand up.
Now, just see if you can talk. Ladies and gentlemen, one half of the Bob and Ray Show, Bob.
Proving I can think on my feet.
Proving he can think on his feet.
Hello, folks. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I'd like to do a few impressions for you. First impression I'd like to do is...
Slip my fish.
I'm trying to think how Harold W. Durkee's voice sounds, but I can't.
Harold W. Durkee? Did he sound
like this? Did you do him, or did I do his voice?
Well, we both did him. He sounded like this. How do you do, everybody?
That's right. I do.
Yeah.
How do you do, everybody? This is Harold W. Durkee. I was walking down the street the other day, and I ran into my old friend James Cagney. And he said to me, "Now, looky here, Durkee. Looky here."
Folks, for those of you who just joined us...
Well, after he said that to me, I saw my old friend...
Proving that he can think on his feet. Proving he can think on his feet.
All right, Durkee. Now, I'm the boss here, say. So then, just coming around the corner at the same time was another old friend of mine.
What kind of people do they think we are?
It was Winston Churchill. And I said, how are you? And then an old friend of his came down the street, Walter Brennan.
Well, you better get them apple seeds in the ground, Johnny. I know that horse can win the big race.
Right.
Harold Durkee.
Right. Terrific, Bob. I think you proved once and for all, quite conclusively, that you not only can think on your feet, but you're one of the...
Thank you.
Well, okay, gang.
To be truthful, Harold Durkee didn't have all
those
friends.
Excuse me. Great mimics of our time.
Well, I very much appreciate those kind words.
And, see? Look at that, boy. I mean, you're really in orbit.
Well, look, Bob, I just kind of slip into that, that way there.
There. I just have to rinse it away, and it's gone forever.
So is it time for a visit, or shall we have the word first? Let's have a word about CBS phonographs first.
Higginbotham here. We will now commence our lesson in stereophonic reproduction. Listen to the call of the spotted bullsnicker on ordinary stereo. Now then, on a Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph. Obvious difference, what? The Columbia stereophonic system really causes all others to blush. For it is not composed of just a few separated speakers. Columbia is the originator and exclusive purveyor of stereo projection. Only Columbia fills every inch of a room with real, lifelike sound. Now, when I was birdwatching with the Duchess of... But let that pass. You simply must hear the Stereo 1 phonograph by Columbia. Ask your Columbia phonograph dealer for a demonstration. And, chaps, portables are priced as low as $39.95. Consoles commence at $129.95. Lost that bird.
Tonight, we visit with our traffic commissioner, Harlan Dunning. Lives in this fashionable brownstone apartment. And who is at home to us, I believe? Are you there, Harlan?
Yes, hello, Charles. Okay. I might point out I can hear you very, very well.
Wonderful. What room are we visiting you in now?
This is the foyer where I'm simulating a welcome to you. And come on in, and I'll... Here's the doorbell.
Diaper man.
Oh.
Where do you want me to put these, sir?
Well, look, I'm on the air right now. Well, where do you usually put it?
And do you ask me to take them into the nursery.
Well, go on into the nursery. And do you usually come at this time of night?
I'm a little late on my rounds today.
Charles,
sorry,
a visitor.
To trouble you.
The diaper man.
We understand, of course.
What was I saying? Oh, come into the living room, Charles. And here, I'll... this picture over the sofa.
It's very lovely.
It was,
I think
painted.
Someone else is at
your
door.
Yes, somebody's at the door.
Mr. Dunning, you told me to call about that insurance policy you wanted to discuss.
Oh, but not tonight.
Sit down here.
Well, not tonight.
I think we can probably wrap this thing up in just a few minutes.
Well, this look,
has
Fred.
Complete coverage.
Fred, please. And, I'm on the air now.
Okay, I left him in there. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? I'm a diaper man.
Charles, I'd like you to meet my butler, Barnes. Barnes, come over here.
All right, Governor.
Say hello. This is...
hello, Governor.
Very unusual for Barnes, his first appearance on the air.
How do you do, Barnes?
He's rather nervous.
Hello there, Governor.
You mind if I hang around, just sit here a while?
Someone else is coming in the door.
I'm going around the neighborhood of Mother's March on the Black Widow Spider. And I wonder, could we have some loot?
How do you know? I'm a diaper man.
I'm better to discuss insurance.
We're trying to stamp out the Black Widow.
Well, it seems a bit difficult to conduct this interview.
This picture, I might point out.
Hey, that's a beauty, sir.
Thank you.
Got a very nice place.
Come in. Oh, hello.
Hello, I'm the building inspector.
Yes, sir.
We've got to take a look at your wiring and your plumbing.
Well, could you wait? Could you wait about 10, 15 minutes? I'm on folks the boat
here. This won't take long. I just want to tap the pipes and be sure they're all right.
All right. My wife did all the decorating, Charles. She's always had more or less of a knack for something like that.
I can't quite hear you, Harvey.
Said my wife did all the decorating here. She always had quite a... Boy, I'm telling you, this is a... she's loaded.
Look, if you take this policy, you'll have complete coverage.
I don't need any insurance. Take it away, please.
It's a paid-up benefit.
Oh, Robert Johnson and his entire family.
And so we have chatted with our traffic commissioner. We regret that as many guests as dropped in made it rather confusing and a bit difficult to look at his residence. But our thanks to Mr. Dunning, at least.
Thank you very much, Chuck. And now, here's a word from one of our kind subscribers.
Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold. So I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. A fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories. Here is Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Ken. Does dandruff dull your hair and leave scalp itchy? Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo and get rid of unsightly dandruff in 3 minutes. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, unsightly dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave your hair up to 35% brighter. Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
Hi, everybody. I know you don't have too much time, Bob, but I want to quickly...
Time has slipped away today.
Yes, but I have some songs I want to say.
Well, okay.
That we won't waste any time. Eddie, you'll get the downbeat, and away we go.
Okay.
This first one is from Marquette, out in Milwaukee.
Good.
Ring out M-U, rah-rah. M-U, rah-rah for old Marquette. Rah, rah, rah. We're through with Marquette.
Just for the song, Eddie.
Now we're going to move along to a high school in Dubuque, Iowa.
Good.
This is Walla High. Here we go. Golden eagles flying on high. Golden eagles searching the sky. Spread your wings and circle above. Golden eagles, come on, let's go. You've got the fight, we know you well. You get in the fight, we'll shout and yell. Blue, white, and gold. Oh, my word, Eddie. Let me finish. Blue, white, and gold, mighty and bold. Golden eagles, fight, fight, fight. Thank you, Paul Hemmer. Out there in Dubuque, sending in your words.
From the high schools and the colleges.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'm pleased to announce Eddie's resignation.
You mean he's leaving?
He's fired.
I think that's a better way to put it.
Then I don't gig and break them. We'll have new in person here next week. Now run along. Hit the road.
Play the best I could.
Scram, you creep.
All right. Well,
you're a pest. Or toodly-doo.
Play it the way you want.
Oh, dry up.
I don't think we have time, do we, for Wally Ballou, or do we? Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, he's up there. We should,
He's spending all the money to get up there and all. He's up in Sault Ste. Marie in Canada. Wally Ballou, come in, please.
Wally Ballou here at the canoe factory of Pierre de Merville here in Sault Ste. Marie. And, Pierre, are you going to tell us a little bit about the canoes that you're manufacturing here?
I was be pleased to answer on the question that you would ask about the canoe there. This is pronounced Sioux there. You was so
Oh, I didn't realize that.
These birch bark canoe there. We was take the bark from off the birch tree there.
Well, that was what was making me laugh before we went on the air, because they're not the modern materials like fiberglass or aluminum, but they're made of old-fashioned birch bark. And I wonder if you found that they hold up as well.
Make you laugh, won't it? What's so funny about the birch bark?
It just seems a little old-fashioned.
The Iroquois Indian was right on these for many centuries, won't it? There was go and knock them down on top of the water underneath, it.
Well, that's right, but he didn't have the modern materials that we use today for such
things. He was not one, he was plenty. There was they, all these Iroquois on it there.
Let me just sit in this birch bark canoe and see how...
What I do is I will take the birch from off the bark tree. Or I take the bark from off
the birch tree.
Tree.
They seem rather breakable.
Oh, the horses.
Side of that one just crashed through there, somewhat in the manner of a peach basket being crushed between two strong hands.
It was just destroyed 3 weeks of solid work on my part there, and my son was work on top with me after the school hours putting on this together.
Well, I'm sorry.
This will cause you plenty. I did not authorize on it for you to put your feet on top of the canoe there.
Well, my employers, the Bob and Ray organization, will undoubtedly repay you for the damage I've done to your product here, but...
You are continuing on to damage it more. Will you please get from out of
there? Well, it's ruined anyway.
Holy.
Now.
Holy.
And so from Sault Ste. Marie, this is...
Who on it,
you going to sue them? This is Radio's Wally Ballou.
Yeah.
Returning it to Bob.
Go on back the way you were to come.
We have it, Wallace Ballou, and... Thank you, and for your own information, we will not be responsible for that.
Of course not. That's for you to talk yourself out of. And I think he has some problem with Pierre there. We'll have a word, friends, from Cynthia in just 10 seconds.
Now here's a word from Cynthia.
Hello, my name is Cynthia.
Okay, dear. Have a nice weekend, everybody. And until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to think of someone this weekend.
Showbiz, once over delightfully, the Mitch Miller Show, Sundays on the CBS Radio Network.
And on KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio. Great.